Blog Talk Radio. Your presence has been detected.
General quarters. Security condition 3.
GQ. Security 3, sir. General quarters 3. Intruder alert. GQ 3. Intruder alert.
Good evening. This is Madam Perry. Welcome to Madam Perry's Salon. It's no intruder. It's my friend William Donnie Piku of the band Boss. Is it Boss Class? I think that's what it's called. Hey, Donnie, welcome to the studio. Welcome to my salon again.
Glad to be here. Glad to return.
Glad. You like what I've done with the place?
What's that?
Well, I put a little beaded curtains and stuff. Did you notice from the last time you were here?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you've totally remodeled.
Yeah, you were just here for a short visit last time, so...
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Glad to have you back.
I got to come in through the front door this time.
Through the transporter, obviously.
That's right.
Well, I am delighted to have you here. This time you're here as a featured guest, and I couldn't be happier. I've known you for a while. And actually, I think we first met at Blind Willie's.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
I think we were listening to our mutual friend, the late Clark Reelin.
Late Clark Reelin.
Play a gig there.
And yep. With his wife, bass player, Beth Freeland.
And that's right, yeah.
Our buddy Bob Rice was there, and I forget who else was on the gig.
I can't remember, but yeah, it was a fun night. Clark was always a big good friend of Boss Class. We all, you know, Louisiana natives, so, and pretty much moved to Atlanta at the same time, as a matter of fact.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. You know, I met Clark because did you know him already in New Orleans?
Didn't know him as well as I got to know him here. I knew who he was when we met him. We were acquainted with him. I don't think we really knew him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I met him because I had a television show, a local cable entertainment show, and he was he came on there as my sound man, and that's how I met him.
All right.
Yeah, well, yeah.
We got reacquainted with him because at the time when we first moved here, it turns out he worked at Kinko's, and that's where we were going to make all our flyers and anything we needed to print for the band. And he was like, hey, I know who you guys.
Oh, yeah, that's what you did. You went to Kinko's and got your flyers. You know, if you didn't have a staple gun, you weren't really a serious musician. So.
That's right, yeah. Boss Foss was all over Atlanta telephone poles for a while here.
Now, I've got you on here. I don't have the rest of the band with us, although we are going to be talking about them tonight. But the band Boss Class, now, is they mostly in New Orleans, Tony?
Actually, we're four permanent members of the band, or four original members of the band. I live here in Atlanta. My brother Steve lives in New Orleans. My bass player Jeff Thistlewaite lives in Opelousas, Louisiana, which is a couple hours away from New Orleans. And Ted Cabina, the drummer, actually lives in Santa Rosa Beach, Florida. So we're spread out pretty good.
All right. Well, you know, if familiarity breeds contempt, then you guys would be just fine, won't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're always glad to see each other. So, now I know you have two CDs. The first one, what's the name of the first CD?
Well, the first one is actually called Big Oak Tree. We didn't actually put those words on the cover because we figured that the picture of a big oak tree would pretty much suffice, you know. I almost kind of wish we had put it, but yeah, it's called Big Oak Tree.
Okay. And then when was that released, Donnie?
That one came out in spring of 2012. So that's right. That's what I call the first CD of Bosklaas Modern Era.
Okay. And then was it in 2014, that Love, Sex, Food piece?
Yes. Yeah, that came out really right at around New Year's. So it's kind of a 2013, 2014. We did a CD release party in New Orleans actually in late December, but we did actually release it in January 2014.
Yeah, because I think I had run into you again not too long after that. I think it was in April of that year when. And you've kindly allowed me to play songs from that on my other show, A Little Night Music, with Matt and Perry, and I've gotten a lot of comments on it and calls, and I tell them who you are. So
great.
Now, so first of all, you know, you got to tell me who's in the, you know, give us the names of the band again, and who does what, and who does the songwriting.
Well, the name of the band is Bosklaas, and that's a French term that the Cajuns throw around as an insult. It means literally low class. And, of course, we're all from Cajun country, so we heard that term quite a bit. But I'm the principal songwriter. My brother Steve does a little bit of songwriting. And I play rhythm guitar and do the lead singing. Brother Steve Piku is the lead guitarist, and he does backing vocals and lead vocals on some of the songs. And bass player's name is Jeff Thistlewaite, and he plays the bass.
Okay.
And our drum, he likes to sing, and that's a good thing. But no, I have fun with him. Jeff is the enthusiasm. He jumps around, he dances around. I have to stay out of his way. He demands most of the stage because he likes to move around. But and our drummer Ted Cabina from Rain, Louisiana, originally living in Florida now, has been the drummer since the early days. But we've been around for a little while.
You all met in New Orleans then?
Well, we all actually, the band really formed in Lafayette, Louisiana, which is where I was living at the time. And finally got the courage to decide to start my own band, but up until that time, I was more comfortable being in somebody else's band. But I guess being in a few train wreck bands, I figured if I was going to be in a band that was going to be a train wreck, I might as well be the engineer and not just a passenger in one of the back cars.
True. Of course, then, you know, one musician told me once, I think it was, if you know, Snitz Fitzpatrick, drummer. He said, when your name is on the band, you take the fame or the blame.
That's right.
Yeah. And which is what I used to tell my musicians. I said, you know, if it's all good and you're good, they remember you. But if you do something bad, they remember me. You know, like Jennifer Penn, I don't know. You know, they don't remember the drunk. No, her drummer was drunk, whatever. No, it's definitely me. Or the player trying to borrow money from the waitress. No, that goes back on me. Well, you know what I want to do is let's go ahead and play some music now. And anyone listening, if you want to call in, talk to Donnie Piku, Bosklaas, ask about them, where they're playing, or if you already know them and just want to say hello. The number here to call is 646-716-9922. And I'm going to play, this is one of my favorites, I play a lot on the other show, is Lost Caravan.
All right.
Lost Caravan.
Donnie.
Yes.
Who writes most of the music?
Who writes most of it? I do.
You do? You write all of it or most of it?
I write the total song. I write the words and music.
Okay. I love that one. I love Lost Caravan. And in fact, I haven't found anything that I don't like on any of the music of yours that I have yet, the other two CDs. And I was talking to last week, I don't know if you were listening, but last week my guest was Cheetah Chrome.
Oh, really? No, I missed that. Darn.
Oh, he was a lot of fun. But we were talking about how, you know, nowadays you can just buy the songs you want. But
yeah.
There's some, you know, you just, oh, I'll get this one, that one, whatever, get a couple. But with his CD, you know, just like with yours, you know, there are some, you know, you feel lucky when you find something where you're like, you know, the whole thing is good, not a bad one, not a clunker, nothing that you would want to skip over if you were in the old days and could fast forward or skip over or pass something.
Yeah.
Everything on here is good, so.
Now, appreciate it. Thanks.
We should thank you. So do you get to play live then much, since you guys are all scattered out in different places?
As a band, we play as live as often as we can, but we kind of try to pick the choice shows, and we really focus on Louisiana because we're so well known there that we can just get the word out and have a good night, you know. We don't want to beat ourselves up too much trying to play in places we're not known and get established or something, because that's hard even when you start out, much less when you're all scattered about and maybe a little bit older, you know.
Yeah, well.
But you know, we play in New Orleans and Lafayette primarily and do very good. It's not often enough for me, but it's hard to get everybody together because we still have to factor in the time we spend on the recordings that we do. That's we do every year,
mm-hmm.
and work on that. We're working on a new one right now, as a matter of fact. That'll be out very soon, and we've already started the next one after that. We've already started working on it. So the third one's going to be out soon.
Okay, so when can we expect the third one?
The third one, I'm hoping in a matter, I would use the term weeks. I guess with all the things we have left to do, I would say maybe 6 weeks. It depends on how quickly. We're all getting together Saturday in New Orleans. We'll be working on hopefully the last mixes of the next CD is going to have 9 songs on it. The first two had 7. This next one, we've got 9 ready. But what happens, what we've discovered and works really well for me here in Atlanta, my brother in New Orleans gets together with the engineer at the Mixdown studio, and Jeff, the bass player, joins when he can because he's really good at this part of the process. And I join via FaceTime video conference and can take part in it. I obviously can't hear it as good, but I can hear what they're doing. I listen to it over and over here, and then I can make suggestions and offer input on the songs and what we need to do to finish it. So it's worked out real well, saved me a lot of bouncing up and down, back and forth between New Orleans for these sessions. And like I said, I'm hoping that this Saturday that we'll complete the last bits of the 9 songs that we have to do as far as mixdown. And get it out there, get it pressed on CD, and get the artwork done. You know, I know it's a big download world, and everybody's doing everything online,
yeah.
Everything. But I still think I really feel like there's still a need for a physical product to some extent. I mean, you can't really people at radio stations and people that play the music, you can't always just give them a download card and say, hey, listen to this, you know, and play it. You know, you kind of want to make it as easy as you can for people to listen to it, especially if there's people that you want to help you in getting this out there and getting other people to listen to it. So as we can for them. And, you know, I really still, just because of the way I've always looked at music and consumed music, I still like the the artwork and the liner notes and the pictures and everything else that comes along with a musical release, you know. And we try to do as much as we can on a little old CD jacket.
And who does the artwork?
Well, for the first one, we just took some photos of, actually, my brother Steve in New Orleans took photos of the oak tree. On the front cover is the live oak tree, that's, and on the back is one that's cut down and dead and laying on its side and destroyed. It fits in with some of the theme of that CD. And in fact, Big Oak Tree is mentioned in one of the, in My Louisiana, one of the songs on that CD. And the basic theme of the song is the oak tree plays a large part in it. And on the Love Food Sex Peace CD, that's actually artwork by the bass player's wife. Her name's Michelle Fontenot, and she's a very talented artist and love her work. This is a glass mosaic piece, and it's actually four panels that she had out laid out horizontally that Steve saw actually on Facebook and did, wow, this is great. And we tweaked it so that we get all four panels on the front cover. But yeah, she did that one. For this one, I did a little mock-up of what I'd like to see, but we haven't really found anybody, or I don't know if we've even talked to anybody yet about to do actual artwork, because I just took some photos and laid them out in the fashion of what I think I'd like to see for that one.
Oh, okay. You know, I love Michelle's work too. That was great. I did not know.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Did that. Well, you covered a lot of good points there about with the CDs and making things easy, because you know, I'm an entertainment publicist, and one thing I have trouble a challenge with some trying to talk to some people who are sort of new, but whether they're a musician or an author, and they think that they're ready for big time fame. But I try to tell them, look, if you want people to know who you are, you've got to make it easy and accessible for them to find it, because you're drowned in a lot of voices out there, and with people can do things themselves, self-publish, self-produce, you know, which is great. But, you know, you've got to make it easy for yourself to be heard without being annoying. And you're right. When I hand somebody a CD, not like, oh, go download this somewhere. You know, it's like, yeah. You know, sometimes, no matter how simple it is, it can sound like a job. Whereas if you hand them a CD, you know, it's just like when you gave me one. I put it in a CD. I could listen to it on the way home. I was like, okay, well, I've got this right now. I can go ahead and listen to it. So, yeah, you made it. You know when to make it easy. Now, we're talking about playing different places, too, and playing live, because, you know, live can sometimes draw people in, and it's just so exciting to me still to hear live music.
Yeah, it's very important, and what I'm trying to do. I've gotten back into it. I kind of got away from it for a while. I'm trying to do more solo stuff here or anywhere, but I was doing a lot more of it right before the 2012 first CD release. I was playing like every week and all over the place in town. But once we started the recording process and I realized we'd be doing that my goal was really to put out a CD every year, and we're close to that. I realized that I really have to focus on the band. You know, I've got to write more songs and I do have a good bit of back catalog, but I'm continuing to write, but I really want to keep things fresh and moving forward. So I kind of slipped away and focused solely on the band, the live performance and the recording. But I realized here recently that I still want to do more. So, and then when I am playing solo, I'm still promoting the band. I bring CDs, box class CDs with me and try to get them to people. And when I'm playing, I'm always talk about the band when I'm on stage and stuff, so that people realize that the songs, if they like these songs, then they can, hey, I have a whole band that give you a whole different version of this song. And that's a good method to promote it too, you know, in a live fashion. And it does, you're right, it does work, you know, it's good for us as live artists too, because, you like that feedback.
The
feedback you get from a live audience, you know.
Yeah, there is nothing like it.
Yep. Yeah, you know, and I always tell our fans and our friends and people that are in the audience that what happens in that space, in that club, it's not just us. It's the combined energy of the audience and us. You know, the band can't do it all by themselves. You know, you can't just sit there like and have a good show, no matter how good the band is. You know, it's for us. We've always had people dancing all night long, and you know, to look out and see that. That's why when we first played some open shows that were strictly concerts and not in a club environment, it was kind of hard for us because people were sitting in seats. You know, we weren't used to that. We're used to people jumping up and down and bouncing off the walls, you know. So it's like, are we reaching you? Are you getting it?
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, that's the thing is that people don't. When you've got a live show, it's like you can come in and no matter what's happened to you that day, no matter what's gone bad or not gone the way you want it to do, once you start and just get into it, give your most sincere performance, and when the audience brings it back to you, it just energizes you that much more. You know, the audience, how much they give to you and how much they energize you.
Yep. And for me, when I do solo work, you know, I actually have had people dancing even when I'm doing solo, but sometimes it's just a matter of I'll play a song and look up and just see a look on someone's face that I know there was a connection, you know. And that can be as fulfilling to me as seeing a room full of people screaming and hollering. You know, because that's what it's all about to me. Yeah. It's like making that connection, you know. I guess, I don't know if it comes from the being the writer or whatever, but it's like you get it, you got something, you know, and that's what it's about. Not necessarily you know exactly what the hell I'm talking about, but you got something. You know?
Yeah.
And it's almost
you can almost touch it. You feel like, you know, but it's right there. Speaking of solo work, you've been doing solo in Atlanta. You've been hitting down too with this cool little place called the Vinyl Lounge, I'm told, I've heard.
The Little Vinyl Lounge, which is in Little Five Points. That's the room underneath the Star Bar. You know, the Star Bar was originally a bank, and I think that was the vault. So it's, you know, it's a good bunker if something should happen in the world. But every Monday night, I found out about a songwriter night they're doing there every Monday night. So I said, what the hell else am I doing on a Monday? So, and I like those kind of things. You know, it's not a paid gig, but it's you get to hear what other people are doing and meet new people and expose your a little tidbit of your music to other people who are, you know, writers and stuff, primarily in the audience. So that's a good thing.
Yeah, and so people who are in Atlanta, they know that the Little Vinyl Lounge is the underneath the bottom part of the vault of the Star Bar, which used to be the Cheap and Steal, C&S Bank. And, Five Points. So the employees used to call it, too. You know, I work for the Cheap and Steal over there, Little Five. But it's a great place. Now, also, you're going to be a featured artist there soon, aren't you?
Yeah, Sky Page, who is the host for the show, decided a couple of weeks ago to try something different and feature one songwriter and basically give you, that person, pretty much a full set to do your thing. So, and she asked me to do it this Monday, so that's going to be a lot of fun. I'll get to play. Usually with on the songwriter nights, you know, depending on how many people show up, you might only get to play, you know, a handful of songs at most, like three or four sometimes. But to be able to do a full set, that's great, and I'm looking forward to it. Hopefully, we'll get some people out.
And what time does it start?
It starts at 9 o'clock, and it's. The official hours are from 9 to 11, but we tend to run over, you know. Why not, you know?
Okay. So if you're in Atlanta next Monday night, which is, what, October the 5th?
Yeah, that's right.
Get down to the Little Vinyl Lounge and see Donnie's going to be featured full set. Sky Page. I hear a lot about Sky Page, a lot of good things, too. I need to meet her. I need to
meet this lady. She's very good. She plays slide guitar, has a lot of original music, and really blues-influenced with the slide and everything.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you should definitely check her out. She plays a lot around town.
Yes, I see your name. And everything I hear about her is just fantastic. It's very intriguing. So, all right, need to do that. Hey, let's play some more music.
All right.
Okay.
I'm all for that.
Okay, me too. What should I play? Should I play Swept Away or Dump Trucks?
Oh, I say go for Swept Away.
Swept Away, Bass Class.
Yes.
I tried to smash my fist through the marching drum. My knuckles bled, but nothing was done. Swept away by the deafening crowd. Swept away by the roar so out.
All right. Swept Away by Boz Klaus. Donnie.
Yay.
Love that. Do I detect a little bit of Tom Petty influence?
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, there's a whole gumbo of influences in my stuff. But yeah, I get that a lot. I get Tom Petty. I get Elvis Costello. So all that's in there. I mean, there's some British rock. There's some Louisiana music. There's some New Orleans music. There's some Cajun music. It's all in there. I grew up in a very musical household. That all kind of music was always played, so that all got soaked into my brain.
How fortunate! Hey, Johnny, We have somebody here visiting. He's calling in to check. Hi, this is Madam Perry with Donnie Picou. And who do I have here?
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
All right.
Good. Thanks for hanging on. Who is this?
This is Jeff Swaite.
Oh, I know that guy.
Jeff who?
Disawaite.
Disawaite. Oh, of course. Yeah, we got a bass player on the line.
That's right.
How you doing? Glad you called.
Yeah, I don't get to talk to Donnie enough.
Well, I'm glad you took advantage. I wasn't quite sure if this was a bill collector or something, or
I screen my calls.
Well, yeah. So I'm glad you called in. I just want to see if we were talking about you, and we were, in a good way. So I'm loving this music, and Jeff, I have another show called A Little Night Music with Madam Perry, where I play a lot of music and some spoken word things, because I have so much good music from guests who have kindly allowed me to play their music, and get such good response and comments on your music.
Oh, thank you.
So we should thank you. And you've got the third CD coming out soon, the third album. Congratulations.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that. We're going out down in New Orleans and do our the final mix of Saturday. I'm looking forward to that. That'd be fun.
I bet it will. So what do you guys do when you're down there? Do you go see other musicians, or are you just pretty well because of the time? I'm sure you've all got some time constraints because of your jobs. Are you pretty well locked in the studio?
Yeah, well, it depends. Yeah, sometimes I work offshore, so my time is numbered when I'm on shore. So I hopefully Saturday, after we finish mixing, we'll go out and see a good band.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's plenty to choose from in New Orleans on a Saturday night, that's for sure.
And
plenty of good music.
I'll be missing a lot of my friends that are playing in Lafayette, though. There's a whole bunch of great musicians around where they're actually from in Lafayette.
I was out there. I was in Lafayette. I've been in Baton Rouge, and I've been in New Orleans a few times in the last 3 or 4 years. And a girlfriend went with me one time. It was on business, and we were talking about where to go, and we said, we don't know anybody, any bands playing, but I said, I don't think that we have to worry about where we walk into. I'm sure we're going to have a good time. Right?
That's how it works pretty much, especially where we're from in South Louisiana. New Orleans is cool, but where we grew up, there's a lot of really great, all kind of different music here that you don't get to see anywhere else. So it's really interesting.
What do you mean, different kinds?
Well, there's Cajun, Zydeco, there's jazz, there's blues, there's rock and roll. There's a whole lot of influences here.
And did you grow up in a musical household as well, like Donnie?
Yeah, I have four brothers, and all of them play guitar. My mother played piano and guitar, and so we like Donnie, we grew up with a lot of different kinds of music being played.
Oh, fantastic. I think what a wonderful way to grow up.
Not to mention the food.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so do you guys identify, as they say now, do you identify as Cajun?
Not really. I mean, the f- French that's in my family were in Louisiana when the Cajuns showed up already. So I think Pico is actually Belgium, huh, Donnie?
No, it's French, but the Pico family also was came over straight from France. So, I mean, when you grow up in Cajun country, you can't hardly help but call yourself one. But technically, there's a whole different story of how the Cajuns got to Louisiana as opposed to how, you know, French people that voluntarily left France and happily left France to go to Louisiana as opposed to the story of the Cajuns, you know?
Okay. All right. Well, guys, if you'll hold just 1 minute, I've got to say something about a gal who's an author. So just stay with me a minute. Jeff, are you going to stay with us for a bit?
Sure.
Okay. All right. It's nice in here. Get snuggled in. All right. You know, we're trying to keep up with new books, new things going on to tell everybody about, because I want you to trust Madam Perry to have the latest and the greatest on what you need to hear, read, know about. Let me tell you about author Heather Tullis, and that's spelled T-U-L-L-I-S. Now, some people might know her already. She's got about 6 books out. She's already a well-established author, and she has a brand new book out soon. Oh, actually, it's out now. It's called Hello Again. But this is the first in a new series she's doing, a new romance series. So let me tell you what it's about. Piper Daniels is the main character. Piper Daniels has one wish. That wish? To keep her autistic little brother out of trouble. But her work schedule and lack of activities for teens in the neighborhood complicate that mission. So when she latches onto the idea of starting a community garden, it seems to answer all of her requirements, until she realizes who owns the property she wants to use. Reese Stone. Oh, and if this was like if this was an old radio show, there'd be like a deep organ sound if we're going, ta-da! Reese Stone was the love of her life 10 years earlier, until he left with only a phone call goodbye and no explanation. Now he's the head of Stone Enterprises and thrilled at the chance to make amends and spend time with the woman he's never been able to forget. He knows they can find love again if he can melt her anger enough to give him a chance. Now, I think Heather's going to have this book for 99 cents for a short time special. Let me tell you where you can get it. You can get it at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Kobo Books, iTunes, Apple. It's everywhere. So I'm going to have it on this page later. I'm going to have it on my Madam Perry Salon page on Facebook. I'm going to be tweeting it, and you're going to hear a lot more about this lady, Heather Tullis, if you don't already know her work. And another thing, guys, Jeff, Donnie, have you ever had things going on in your life and you feel like, you know, if you could just have some help with somebody, you could just do a little, I don't know, hypnotherapy to help you out, kind of guide you in the right direction?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'll take all the help I can get.
Okay. Well, let me tell you something. I've got a guy. Go to Fiverr.com/brightflame. And the fellow there, Dr. Robert, he's a registered nurse with a major in psychology. He is qualified, certified hypnotherapist. And you can even get started if you're thinking like, oh, I don't have the money, I don't know if I should invest in it, whatever. Go ahead and start with his Fiverr gig, which is Bright Flame on Fiverr, F-I-V-E-R-R, and check out his hypnotherapy sessions there. He'll also answer questions about law of attraction. He's very well versed in that as well. He's also got a blog at Tumblr. It's tumblr.com/ecstasy of living life. And for anybody who still wonders, you know, people think that if you have a hypnotherapist, he's going to, you know, get your money or make you do things, rob a bank. You cannot do anything while you're hypnotized that you wouldn't do normally. You're not going to go in against anything that's part of your moral code or ethics. But if you want some help, you know, I've used it to get rid of headaches and stuff, or to hypnotherapy to help me, you know, relax, fall asleep. So it's very useful. So I'll also have information on that on Bright Flame, and of course it's Tumblr.com, Ecstasy of Living Life. All right, Jeff.
All right.
Done.
Hey,
can he make me a better bass player?
You know, well, I'd give it a shot, but, you know, I'm not going to get into this one. Hey, I don't think you know that actually Donnie is also an actor. He's also a radio actor, voiceover guy. You should hear him on some of my recent shows.
That's my secret life.
He's a mystery man. He's a mystery man.
That's right.
Hey, you talk about playing live. I wanted to play another song right away, but before we go to that, you know, you talk about the difficulties of living in different places and, of course, you know, having other jobs and trying to get together to play live, especially if you're not known in a certain area. Have you guys thought about or do you perform in house concerts? That's gotten to be a pretty popular thing.
Yeah, I've actually looked at that. I've had other friends you know, send me links to some things, and I've seen that there's a lot of stuff going on down. I don't know. I don't know who would have a house that they would want the full Teal Five slots in. Although we actually did a house concert pretty much in New Orleans. It was a party, and Ted, the drummer, wasn't available for it. So Jeff and Steve and I did the two guitar and bass concert in the house, and it really went over well. And like I was saying earlier, by dancing, we had people dancing in the living room, and that worked out fairly good. The full Teal Five slots show might not work in your living room, but the unplugged version would certainly be fun. Yeah, but that would be a way to go. You know, there'd be a little less stressful than some of the club gigs can be. That's for sure.
Oh, yeah, heck yeah, some club gigs. You know, that's another thing that Cheetah and I were talking about last week, about clubs and stuff, and I said, you know, in the as Bill Maher said, a true story, you know, people that have never gigged, be a comedian, music, whatever, and never worked and dealt with club owners as part of their job, you know, don't have any clue. You can talk about your boss all you want, but you don't have any clue what it's like. And then he says, for example, my point is, Jack Ruby was a club owner.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I think they all see him as a role model. So.
we know a few like that.
Yeah.
I know you do. We won't name names, you know, because you're probably still going to go back there. But, yeah, exactly. All right, well, you should put that out on all your social media, you know. And if you're listening now, if you've got a house big enough, have some friends, you want to have Boss Klotz play live. You want to hear him with your friends and without having to go to a club. You know, they've got a price like everybody else. I'm sure you can afford them right there in your home.
Yep.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah, up close and personal.
We're affordable and willing.
just remember, if you hire Boss Klotz to play in your home, please lock all your valuables.
Oh, gosh. You need a manager to help you not say stuff like that on the air, okay? Yeah, that's right behind. Lock up your animals.
The main base is out of the way.
Yeah, what else?
The main bass is the breakables, because people tend to get a little excited.
Oh, yeah, see, you can tell them that. But the other, see, I'm trying to get you a gig, and you're backing them off from it, okay? All right.
We are Boss Klotz, you know?
Okay. I'm getting that now. I'm getting it. All right. How about, I think from there I should go straight to dump trucks. How about you?
There you go.
All right, stay with you guys. Here was Boss Klotz, Dump Trucks.
Little boys play by the stream as they dream of the days of old. They drink from the water that runs through the hills to the place where the dump trucks go. Rain came down in the middle of the night, there's flood in the river, I know. Which seemed so precious yesterday, what's the weed? Thank you. flowers in the place where the dump trucks go. Tiny little creatures breathing in life, a picture of it all. It seemed so precious yesterday in the mist by the waterfall. Waterfall.
Watching the chickens.
Wow, that's deep. That's deep right there. See, that's not something you hear people say every day. Not anymore.
Yep.
No. I live kind of in the country. I got 2 roosters, 4 hens, and 6 guinea hens.
Oh, man, I wish I could get a picture right now. I'm not kidding because the visual is killing me. I need to see this.
Yeah. And I live in the city, and I sit on my porch and watch the chicks.
Oh.
See, it's almost the same. See, this is why we love him. See why, you see? He's not afraid to tell the truth. That's right.
He's the only unmarried one in the group.
I hope so, saying that.
Everybody's got to have a sex symbol in the band.
Yeah. If you guys say what he's saying, you're going to be on the same side as him, so just let him say it by himself. We'll let him be the single one.
Yeah.
Fearless
leader. You guys are having fun. You guys are having fun tonight. I like this.
All the time.
Donnie's always fun. Hey, and you remember, because, you know, with the night that you and Donnie were on, you were doing radio commercials with me, so.
Yep.
That
was, yeah.
And, of course, Blair Nyas was on. You know, Blair's a riot anyway. Hey,
that
we
had
a lot
of experience with that.
Oh, Jeff, you have no idea. You might want to get caught up, but you have no idea. Hey, so Rob,
we used to do our own radio shots programs back in the day when before there was internet and all that stuff. We did our own advertising for our shows, and we record them at our band house and put them on the air to advertise our shows.
Oh, so you're
That's
saying that you
cool.
trained them? Jeff?
Okay.
Are you saying you helped develop his stage persona? It's on air. Jeff, where'd you go?
Had voices we would use on air.
Oh. Okay.
Let me hear one. I want to hear it.
Well, our favorite was wrestling furniture commercials. Monday.
Yeah, we used to play every Monday night. That's how we really built up our audience. We played every Monday night in Lafayette. We called it Monday Night Madness. And
it was, yes.
It really was. Monday night.
Then
who says that?
Who says that? Who does the voice? Who does that?
Oh, we take turns at that.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
That's funny.
I was a DJ for a long time, so he would teach us things.
Okay.
One of our radio spots actually won a local advertising award for a comedy spot on radio. So.
Oh, really?
Yep, I actually have that framed on my wall in here. Yeah.
Yay! Congratulations. By the way, speaking of things framed on the wall, you know, I put a picture up of you guys getting an award.
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
Well, we were introduced to the Louisiana Music Hall of Fame.
Congratulations.
Yeah, I was surprised. I mean, you know, that's definitely an honor. You know, the Louisiana Music Hall of Fame, that's a good state to be in the Hall of Fame. And so the band was inducted in, 2013? And that's what that picture's from. We were at a gig in Lafayette when they presented that to us. So, yeah.
Who's the biggest joker in this group? Because I'm looking at the picture right now, and everybody look like they're the biggest joker. But who's the biggest joker?
Everybody has a role to play at certain times.
I can see that. You guys look like you have fun, though. I love that.
Like kind of
improv
ensemble?
Yep, I actually did some improv stuff. I actually played improv music, but it wasn't the typical, like what you see on TV where they play a genre and the comedians do stuff. I worked, me and a singer here at Eddie's Attic, this guy, a singer, called me and he wanted to do this. He would just tell me to play something and he would sing something, and we would do a whole set opening the show for an improv comedy group. And that was pretty interesting. It was fun to do in the living room, but when I got up on stage, I realized, oh, hell. Yeah. kind of scary, you know. I mean, because he would look at me and say stuff like, play something Russian. I mean, what the hell does that mean?
Really?
Play something Russian. What, you know. So, but I would just start playing and just totally improv, and he would sing on top of it. He had a beautiful voice, and then we would join the group. They would do their thing, and they'd call us back up, and we would play music and do that like we did at the opening. It would be more serious. It wouldn't be comedy. It would be more of a dramatic piece. I would play, Andy would sing, and then we'd pause. I'd keep playing. He'd stop singing, and then the actors would act out what to the lyrics that he just sang into the feel of the music. They would do a scene.
I like
stop
that,
acting.
Actually.
They and that's stop like, acting and we'd start playing. So that was a hell of a lot of fun. But once I got over the total fear of realizing what I had agreed to, it was a lot of fun.
And people outside of Atlanta, I know there's a lot of people that have heard of Eddie's Attic. However, if you've never been to Eddie's Attic, let me tell you this. It's supposed to be, it builds itself as a listening room. And there are big banners on both sides of the stage giving you explicit warnings. You do not talk. You do not laugh. You pay attention.
Sit down and shut up.
To who's on stage. And if you don't, I've been there. I've seen one of the bartenders get up on the bar and tell people to shut up. So, yes.
Oh, yeah.
What Donnie's saying is, whatever's going on, doesn't matter what's happening, all eyes are on you, all ears.
Yep.
Right.
Which
there.
Is, I played there. I did did some stuff on my own there, too, and I was almost reluctant to tell my Boss Class fans that I was playing there because they're just, like, really rowdy and noisy. And I was afraid that when I walked off stage, all these people that the audience was giving the evil eye to would come up and they'd say, "Oh, that's that guy's friend." So, you know? I was like, "Oh God, how am I going to handle this?" You know.
we've been banned from clubs because of our audience's actions.
No.
Oh yeah.
What? Because they were rowdy, or because they like stole furniture?
Because they were. They look
having
weird.
Fun.
They what, honey?
They look weird.
They were having fun. People thought. The one incident that we got banned from a club for was basically because out of facetiously, I wear sunglasses when I play, and just facetiously, I said to some friends, everybody should show up wearing sunglasses. Well, they did. So. The whole club, the whole audience was wearing sunglasses, you know, and of course they're dancing and hollering and having a good time. It was strange for the person running the club, so.
Really? That sounds like fun.
Well, yeah, it was weird, but it paid off in the end. It worked out.
Okay, that's what I'm saying, because from what I know about gigging is that it really doesn't matter what you do. As long, it doesn't even matter what you sound like, you know, as long as people buy alcohol and tip.
Exactly, yeah.
Yep.
So, you know, I hate to break it to some musicians out there, but that's it. As long as you bring in people that make the register ring and they tip, they don't care what you do up there. You could come out like what is it, what's that, Anthony Kayla's band? Chili Peppers. Yeah, you could
come
out. You know,
come
wearing
out of sock,
a sock.
Yeah.
And as long as your register rang, that's fine. That's fine.
Yeah.
Well, guys, Donnie, I am so glad you called Jeff. I'm so glad you joined in. You know, it's always good to have the bass player on, even though bass players have a reputation. That's just fine with me. Did you know that, Jeff?
I agree with you. I agree.
They have, you know, my husband's over there laughing, going, reputation for what? They always have a reputation as being a bit different, strange. They sort of, you know, walk to their own, I don't know, percussive beat. They do things differently.
Yeah.
That's what we like about
it. As long as they're
though.
Doing it with the drummer.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. As long as your rhythm section's tight, that's all that matters. So, am I right?
Yep.
Yeah. Well, I am so glad that you joined us, Jeff. Donnie, so glad to have you devote a show to you. And since you guys have another CD coming out very, very soon, I hope you will come back.
Oh, certainly, yeah.
All right.
I'll definitely let you know when the new CD's out, and maybe we can get together again and talk about it.
Well, you better, and I hope you will. And, of course, Kenya, she has all kind of shows going on, you know, and she loves to come on here. And, you know, I used to go, when I had a band, I had a jazz combo. We still play some, but it wasn't a set band of musicians. You know, I had my main people, but if they had another gig, you know, I had subs, right? And so whenever, like, something happened, like maybe one of my drummer that I had for a long time, he left because he joined India Ari's band. And, he was with me between TLC and India RE. So, see, you guys play with me. You play with me, you go places. And I don't mean good places. Another bass player went to Sugarland. You know, just whatever. However, I used to go to clubs. People said, oh, you want to hear the band? I said, no, I'm shopping for musicians. Every time I went to a club, I was shopping. That's why Kenya's there. She's shopping. And,
I'm sorry.
She's my best friend. She's my best friend, and you'll enjoy the heck out of being on her shows. But, yeah, she comes because she knows that I know the cool people.
That's funny. She really does know cool people.
Before we go, let me get some last bits in here. I got to say this again. Heather Tullis, T-U-L-L-I-S. Her website is heathertullis.com. Her new book, Hello Again, you can get it at Barnes & Noble, Amazon, Kobo, iTunes, Apple, and I'll have all her information. Also, L.A. Robert, the hypnotherapist. He's also a registered nurse. And check out his gig on Fiverr, which is Bright Flame. Jeff, I want you to check this out, and I think I will too. Or go to Tumblr.com, Ecstasy of Living Life. And don't forget, Boss Clock has another CD. They have two CDs, Big Oak Tree, is that right, or Old Oak Tree?
That's correct. Big Oak Tree.
Big Oak Tree,
Big.
Big. Yeah. You hear my husband laughing over there. He just thinks I'm the funniest person. I think that's what he thinks.
That's no
and Love, Sex, Food, Peace.
Yep.
The second CD, and I play a lot of that on a little night music. And they got another CD coming soon. And don't forget, if you're in Atlanta, get down to Little Five Points on Monday night to the Vinyl Lounge under the Star Bar. And you can see Donnie is going to, it's the, what is it called, the Songwriters Night, Singer-Songwriters. But Donnie's going to be the featured performer, thanks to Sky Page. I want to say her name again for that. Oh, and Jeff, by the way, your wife, Michelle, did the artwork on Love, Sex, Food, Peace. Jeff?
Yes, she did. Yes.
I love it.
She's a great artist.
She's fantastic. So tell Michelle, I love that her work very much. And so get down there Monday night, 9 o'clock, see a whole set of Donnie as a featured performer.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
The love, sex, what's the rest of it again?
Love, food, sex, peace. Love, food,
sex, peace. Can you guys come on my show to talk about this? Sorry, Jennifer, I'm just trying to
say that. Hey, yeah, long time. You're already here. Go ahead.
I'm just gonna squeeze it in right quick. I have a relationship show, but I would love to just work on that title and what all went into that song, and do a show around just that title of that song.
Yeah. Well, it's the title of the album. It's not the title of a song.
Title of the album. Ooh, that's even better. CD. Give me more choices. Good.
What other choices do you need than love, food, sex, peace?
Really?
You have the first. You have the first three. The last one comes.
See, I'm glad you see how this works. This
Without
good.
The first three, you don't have the fourth.
That's right.
Right?
There you go. So I'll get with Jennifer, guys. I'll get with Jennifer. She knows me. She loves me anyway.
I love her very much, all the time. Oscar, I think I have one more comment here. Did you have a comment, Denton?
He said, without the first three, you don't have what? You have ex-wives or what?
Oh, he said, he heard that comment. He can't hear the show, but he heard me say, without the first three, you don't have the fourth. He says, what, ex-wives? What? No.
Oh.
No, listen,
need a rib shot.
You talk, yeah, where's my pipe? pocket rim shot. Dang it, I have it in here somewhere. Because Kenya and I have these little machines that we do with little sound effects machines.
Oh, yeah, sound machines. Love those.
Yeah. And is it you were talking about having the single guy as the sex symbol for the band as a singer? Lots of times, and Kenya's seen this happen too, lots of times my husband, I've got to brag, my husband's been in some bands with other people where he might be the only married guy, but all the women gather in front of him to dance. You know, he goes, "Hey, these guys are single. We're single. Why are they in front of you?" You know, he goes, "Hey, look, you guys are middle aged, never been married. They think you're damaged good. Little shop war. They think, what's wrong with him?"
Funny.
I look at it as just a little commentary on my good taste. So,
there you go.
I think we're going to close with a song from Love, Food, Sex, and Everyone.
Peace.
And swept away. Jeff, this will wait. Donnie Peek. See, Kenya, they're so much fun. This is the kind of guests, you know.
I know.
Like last week, you know, doesn't matter who it is. Once Kenya comes on, she was just the way with Cheetah last week too. Everybody else that comes on, and then when you were on with Blair, Donnie,
yeah,
love you guys. You guys are so much fun.
I was in an all-girls pajama party, and I was the only guy. Man,
oh, that's right, Jeff.
Wow.
The night that Blair was on. Because it was me, Rebecca, Becky McFarland, Becky McFarland. I think there was another girl. And it was like we were saying, we were having an all-girl pajama party, and Donnie was the only guy invited. The only guy. Let me room.
Oh, yeah.
I started listening late, and I heard this voice, and I'm like, okay, I don't know who else is on the show, but who's that guy right there?
Oh, yeah. That was crazy, Jeff. There wasn't a dry seat in the house.
Be right there.
Okay, with that, we're going to go with this last song. Oh, sorry, now my husband's grimacing at me. That's my old Dean Martin thing. Do one more rim shot, and we're going to close with Swept Away. Thank you. Go look, BASCLAS. Look it up on my page on Facebook and Twitter. And, guys, come back again. Love you. Give them a big love you. Goodbye. Swept Away.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
I tried to smash my fist through the marching drum. My knuckles flared. Don't